Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
How do you help somebody who's just sad? Somebody who's maybe confused? Somebody who doesn't understand why things are the way that they are? Well, what's your response to that person? Are you one who can listen well? Or are you one who is quick to jump to your conclusions and quick to offer some type of response that's going to, well, maybe you think it's going to help? You know, it's easy to just jump into a conversation and feel like you've got all the answers, to feel like you have to say something so that it makes somebody feel better. Even sometimes it comes out of a great motivation. But in our time of 5 minutes to focus here, I want to focus today on how you help someone who's sad, how we can listen to sadness. You know, just a couple weeks ago, we celebrated Easter and the resurrection of Jesus. And I was able to preach on a passage that really has become one of my favorites. It's just such a neat account of Jesus appearing to two people on the road to Emmaus. And we see it in Luke 24. And verses 13 to 32 and Luke 24, we see Jesus appear to two people who were there in Jerusalem, gathered together for all the Passover events and on it. And it seems very clear they were there to experience, they witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus. And it's pretty clear that they knew the disciples, that they were part of them. It says in verse 13 that was this group of people who were following Jesus. These two probably weren't part of the 11 disciples at that time who were left, but they were there listening to Jesus, hearing him speak, and they were experiencing what he had done. Well, Jesus appears to them and divinely blinds them from allowing them to see who he really was. So here's these two people. They're walking to the city Emmaus. They've gotten 7 miles outside of Jerusalem on the very day of the resurrection. And when Jesus comes up to them, And he hears them talking, and he asks them, "What are you talking about, basically? What are you talking about?" And these two people are surprised at first. They're like, "Aren't you the only person in Jerusalem who doesn't know what's been happening?" And when they said this, there's an interesting part of this passage. In verse 17, Jesus asked them what they're talking about, and it says there that they stood still, looking sad. You see, they stood still, they were looking sad. And there were two points I made, was that life is discouraging when we don't understand who Jesus is. And a lot of people that we come into conversation with will be sad. They're going to experience the brokenness that comes with living in this fallen world, a sinful world. They're going to experience that, and when we ask them about the things that they've experienced, they're often going to have the same type of response as these two people. They're going to be sad. They're going to recount those things possibly, but they're going to be sad. And so when Jesus asks them what things, they look sad. But then they go on to recount a great summary, really, of what Jesus did, even up to the point of the resurrection, reporting what the women had found when they saw the empty tomb. So these men are talking about all of their experience, and the one thing that we find is that Jesus did not jump in right away and say, "Well, let me tell you what's really going on and how you've gotten it all wrong." Jesus listened to them. He says, "What things?" And then he allows them the chance to speak. And here's what we find is that everything these two people said on the road to Emmaus was true. They knew the facts. They knew what was happening. It wasn't like they were just making up a lot of stuff. And sometimes you get someone who's sad and you think, "Oh, just snap out of it. They're, you know, what?" They may know what's going on. And they can tell you the facts. Jesus listened to them. And I think that's a pattern that we ought to follow, that we listen to sadness. We're not so quick to give the answer. We want to be quick to listen and slow to speak. But then let's follow Jesus's example in this. What he did do was, after he listened to them, He helped these people by explaining to them what they were trying to understand. He did help explain the events that they were talking about, and he pointed them to the scripture. He pointed them to God's word, and he helped them understand that everything they were talking about makes sense when they view it through the lens of scripture. And that was my second point when I was preaching, is that the way that we help make sense of life is by understanding it by what the Bible says. And so he interprets everything from the scripture at that time about himself. He was explaining all of this, and it left a great mark on these two people. Their response was incredible, that they got it. They understood. It broke that sadness and turned to rejoicing. That's what we need to do with people in our lives, is that we listen well to them, we point them to scripture, and that's where we'll help them to really find the help to break them out of that sadness. So let's listen to sadness. Not be so quick to speak, but when we do speak, be at the opportune time, the appropriate time in which we direct them to real help that they'll find through the Word of God. I hope that's encouraging for you this week, and I'll talk with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.